Think about it. Your history.
Your history.
Your childhood.
Your childhood.
The dreams that once lingered onto the cave walls of your thoughts. The blind bats that flew away using nothing but sound and feel. The ones that never made it back. The ones that were forgotten. I live for you. For the child that died inside all of us. The tears that were cried inside all of us. The drops that landed on our lips as if to remind us what it tastes like to feel pain. To quench our inner hungers that have been yearning to feel something. Anything. I live for you. For all of those who haven't learned that regret doesn't make any logical sense. For the wings that soared without realizing their butterfly effect served a purpose that's too complicated to ever be understood. But we have faith in it. I live for you. For the writer who put down the pen and never wrote again. For all of them who kept their thoughts as prisoners to their hearts. I love for you. For the women who are raising their children and having to be both heads of the household. When you're out cold, I'll live for you. For that person in your family that you never had a chance to say goodbye to. But you know that when you pray, their memories vibrate inside you. When you need somebody to cry to, I'll live for you. For that old man who waited his whole life to tell a woman that he loved her. And when he finally got to, it was at her tombstone. Rusty, I live for you. For the ignorant, power-hungry people who have yet to realize that money is just one form of energy, but love is all forms of energy. I live for you. A beautiful mind is an ugly thing to waste, and an ugly mind is a beautiful thing to replace. So let yourself go, and don't tell yourself that you're letting yourself go. Just let yourself go.
Go.
Like you don't have any control of having control. Hold on to the hope that music will go back to its roots. And stop using the mainstream as an excuse. Every time you grab the microphone, you speak for all the silenced voices. The millions in the Armenian genocide. The Jewish genocide. The African genocide. For all the children in Darfur, I live for you. And if each one of my poems could turn into a star, I would write until the sky is filled with enough light to guide you towards the sun. I'll shine for you. For the people who are paralyzed physically. For the people who are paralyzed emotionally. When you stop giving a damn about everything in this world, I'll care for you. For the people who have lost all hope and inspiration. Having a one-way conversation with a God who's never returned their phone calls, I'll pray for you. Knowing that everything happens for a reason that takes more than one lifetime to understand. So as I grab your hand and pull you off the bridge that you spent your entire life creating, I'll write for you. And if each breath I don't take is a breath that could have been used to create, I'll die for you. And once you learn to appreciate your life and make the best out of what you have, I'll no longer have to live for somebody who's living for themselves.